Praise be Jesus and Mary. On this Sunday within the octave of Christmas, we celebrate the Feast of the Holy Family. And this is most appropriate, you know, since the mystery of Christ's birth took place in the context of family life. Today's feast offers us an opportunity to reflect upon family life according to the divine plan and its special importance in the life of the church today. As I mentioned, on Christmas Day, you know, Christmas is the celebration of the most important event in all of human history, you know, the incarnation and birth of the Son of God. Christ could have come into this world of ours in so many different ways, as fingertips, as it were, just appearing on the scene, mysteriously, out of nowhere, as it were, or coming into this world in a more glorious way, you know, in majesty and splendor, floating on a cloud from heaven, for example. But he chose only one way, you know, to be born in a family, as a member of a human family. Christ wanted to be like us in all things except sin. And so he came into this world as we ourselves did, as a member of a family. Mary was truly his biological father, or mother, I'm sorry. Joseph was his adoptive father. And together they formed a true human family, oftentimes referred to as the earthly Trinity, mirroring, you know, the most holy Trinity. In this way, Jesus elevated all the more, you know, the dignity and beauty of family life, which has its origins in God, the author of family life. So Christmas, therefore, is a preeminent feast of the family and for the family. Not only was Christ born into a family, but he lived the vast majority of his life here on earth in the context of family life. For nearly 30 years, he lived in a simple, ordinary, humble, and hidden family life with Mary and Joseph at the home of Nazareth. And it's true that those 30 years were years of preparation for his public ministry, you know, just lasting 3 short years, leading up to his passion, death, and the cross, and resurrection. But those 30 years were, however, already years of redeeming work. Our Lord was redeeming us all those 30 years by his fidelity to family life on a day-to-day basis, by his loving obedience to his parents, by his diligent fulfillment of daily duties, daily work in the carpenter shop with Joseph, by his prayers at home with his parents or in the synagogue, and even by his leisurely time spent with them in joyful recreation. Jesus was redeeming us during all those years. So Jesus lived out to the full what he himself had made with the Father and the Holy Spirit, the family and family life. So today's feast calls for a renewal of family life, especially among Christian families, which have a very special responsibility to live out family life in all its truth, goodness, and beauty, as a most eloquent way to praise God, the creator of the family, and to evangelize the world, quickly losing its understanding and appreciation of family life as intended by God. But in order to do so, Christian families have to stay very close to God, united with him, especially through prayer. Prayer as a family. As Father Patrick Peyton, the rosary priest, never tired of saying, the family that prays together stays together. So praying while at Mass together, praying the rosary, preferably every day together, praying before Jesus in the Most Blessed Sacrament and Eucharistic Adoration together, praying at meals together. All this will help keep families together and grow together in virtue, holiness, and happiness. It's a tall order indeed, I know. Very challenging. The problems that afflict families today, even Christian families, and we could say especially Christian families, they're numerous and they're grave, these challenges, and even frighteningly so, especially in more recent years, continued widespread divorce, contraceptives used among spouses, abortion, pornography, which is the new epidemic, which destroys marriages and families, and then the alternative forms of marriage out there, which violate the unique complementarity and exclusivity of one man and one woman in a lifelong covenant relationship, which is marriage. And even the addiction to social media nowadays, which easily tends to isolate spouses and family members from one another, leaving practically little or no time to spend together, quality time, as a married couple, as a family. With prophetic insight and foresight, Sister Lucia of Fatima once wrote in a letter to the cardinal, "The final battle between the Lord and the reign of Satan will be about marriage and the family." And we're seeing that today. The Christian family is, in a special way, the hope of the church and of the world. For it is, or should be, a seedbed of grace and holiness, bearing much good spiritual fruit, especially through well-formed and virtuous children, and then holy vocations to the priesthood, consecrated life, marriage, and single life. So grave are the challenges that Christian families must face today. And grave, therefore, is the need to pray much, to pray as a family, to overcome them. And we pray that all families, especially Christian families, look to the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, for continual inspiration and imitation as the perfect model of the Christian family, and also a continual source of help, strength, and intercession to call upon the Holy Family for help each day. Should your family stay close to the Holy Family, undoubtedly it will be a Holy Family too, a family that will give fitting glory and praise to what we might call the divine family of the Most Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Amen. Yeah.